Wait, you're good to go?
Before the money doesn't believe it, the private property.
Do you have an extra jump in that?
Yeah.
It's the NWO going on, that's all.
Alright, I'm sorry I was late.
That's Ken okay. Can understand. Really notice, John. Oh, there's John.
Two cars in front of me on 209.
Oh, so you had to stop.
Yeah.
Crap.
Property damage only, but had
but
to stop.
But still, are you okay?
Stop, make sure everybody's okay.
Yeah.
Any neck, back pain.
So,
the whole nine yards.
You guys were not advertised as immediately following them. There's no overlap.
Is there anybody in there?
You were advertised at, well, the committee meeting.
No, but nobody's on this committee.
No.
I say let's go.
And we advertised it as 5:15, not as immediately following, so it's your call. Whenever
so that sounds like genius work by you guys.
That
Hold
was
on.
All Jay.
Let's go there, Mr. John.
Yes. All right. I'd like to call the July 19th meeting of Ways and Means to Order. Resolution 14, authorizes termination of lease agreement with CPR.
I'll move it.
I was going to say second. I was going to say I'll emphatically move that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Resolution 308 declaring Ulster County's intent to act as lead agency under SECRET. Can I have
a motion? We block that one and the next one.
And the one after.
And the one after.
I'll second that. I'll second that.
Block. Right.
All in favor to block?
So.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right.
I move we postpone these until next month.
Second.
Discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Quickly. 341, amending the 2022-2027 budget for capital project 642 ARPA Home Energy Improvements.
I'll move it. This is as amended in ARPA, right?
But yes. I'll second for discussion. There were some questions that we had outstanding, weren't there, on this, like how many individuals, and I feel like there were some questions.
Chairman Dell?
So, yes, and there were questions that were raised in ARPA. So what happened in ARPA was the amendment was made to adjust the funding down to $90,000, which funds the job training portion for 3 years, and the ARPA committee is going to undertake the rest of the discussion. That was a time-sensitive portion. The ARPA committee is going to undertake the rest of the discussion that we had.
So is it the ARPA? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Is it the, you know, we had this model that we're not supposed to vote on things till ARPA is done with it. Is it something that they feel they're not done with, or?
No, they approved this portion that's before us now. They approved unanimously and are going to, the portion that there's more discussion to be had is why they made the amendment.
I see.
Any other discussion?
Sorry, one more question. Yep. But back to the information of how many people were being hired, were you able to get what you needed?
Yes, I felt comfortable. So, and I also got some statistics on how the project was working thus far, and they're heading into their third cohort. It's Communities for Local Power. They have, basically 75% retention rate, meaning after working through the project, people getting hired in the business and finding jobs working in the business. They're doubling their cohort this cycle, so there will be 20 people hired, and there's the look to expand. We are not funding the interns. The interns are already funded. We are partially funding a position that is going to be supervisory and is going to allow them to expand and amp up. Which is why, I feel very good about this commitment, and the ARPA committee felt good about committing to multi-year for the job training portion. It's just that there were still outstanding questions about the actual retrofit portion, and that's a conversation I want to have further, but that's a conversation really for environment and ARPA before it gets to here.
Great, thank you.
All right. Nothing else? Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Okay. 343, setting a public hearing for collection of delinquent village taxes.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Second.
At this point, we'll make a motion to postpone this until next month. My questions were somewhat answered, but not 100%. I'd really like the county attorney's office to weigh in on it, since they would be the ones having to defend us. I'll tell you that what minority counsel had told me was that there was a Attorney General's opinion from the 1970s, I want to say. It was the from the village of Ilion in upstate about the collection that said that it would only be for current delinquencies. My concern about the definition of a current delinquency is, you know, if it's been 10 years back, is that a current delinquency? Or are we only talking 3 years back, like we could foreclose on now? What Nick had said to me was that since we would be the ones having to then foreclose on these properties as a new foreclosure, it would only be for the previous 3 years. But I would like to hear that from the county attorney's office before I move forward personally.
I agree with that.
Yeah, so I would support a postponement. I posed this to the village board at New Paltz at their last meeting. I haven't fully gotten back. I do know that they're a little bit different and they collect their own. I assume that this law would not require anyone to village to join. They would it'd be optional. I think one of the questions he had outstanding also was when they do it themselves, they get the money right away. If they do this process, is this going to be delaying how long it would actually take? And so I think having a little time to get those answers would be good.
Sorry.
Yeah. So your Mark Ryder meter went off.
Right. You got radiation surrounding him.
The opinion that Peter Ronk is referencing is a 1981 opinion, and I think
that was close.
I think the sentence that you're referencing was, should village taxes be enforced by the county in the future, such enforcement would have no effect whatever on the unpaid village taxes prior to the time that the county undertook such enforcement. So my reading of that is that it isn't retroactive any further than the statutorily prescribed start.
So let me ask a question on that. So if the villages agree, let's say that Ken is right, and it did bind us to previously owed delinquent taxes, if the villages agreed and we contractually entered into the agreement with them, would that just eliminate that problem?
Sure, or we could just expressly in the law spell out what time our enforcement commences, which is what minority counsel and I also discussed. It's just adding a sentence, mirroring the sentence that's in this.
Okay, Chair Bartels?
Thank you. I'm grateful that council found this opinion because I can circulate the questions that I had when this last came up, and I want to say 2014, and that was probably the main question that had us stuck, and we didn't have a clear answer. So, you know, I suspect that if we can get the language changed to reflect that, we could be moving into something that could have pretty close to unanimous support, and it certainly would be an opt-in. I would like to, and I said to Spencer Maloney, like I think it would be due diligence to hear from the mayors and tax collectors of their towns, and also just to get the statistics of where they're at, even though it wouldn't be as relevant. But I definitely look forward to seeing this in its amended form next month, and knowing that we're one of only two counties in the state, right? That's what we heard last week. I think it's the right thing and probably the right timing. So,
can we request that the clerk reaches out to these village mayors and let them know what we're proposing here, get their opinion?
I just want to say, like, Natalie has done that at Joe's request as the sponsor, so we have those. We have some of the responses.
Oh, okay, good.
But did they give us numbers or just that they're
interested? None. The other two were working on it.
What was the county gave us?
I want to say Saugerties did.
I know I talked to the mayor yesterday, and he said that he reached back and said that he was in favor and
really
like it, but I don't know. I didn't know, and he asked if he needed anything else. So.
Yeah, I think the other two definitely received my email. They said they would get back to me, but I haven't gotten
the
numbers
yet. That's current numbers? Yeah. I'll tell you New Paltz is zero.
They did tell me that. They answered that.
Did I say wrong with them, Melanie?
Yeah, I mean, I just, without belaboring this meeting any longer than it has to be, I keep hearing things like only two other counties in the state, don't make the villages whole. The question, my statement and question is, not every county is a senior lien holder in the state, and does that include the areas where the towns or another entity is the senior lien holder? So in Westchester County, per se, the towns are the senior lien holder and they make the county and the school districts whole. Do they make the villages whole? I don't know the answer to that question. But I just, when people say things like only two other counties in the state, it's sort of like a misnomer because not every county is the one to collect and make everyone whole.
They're huge. Those towns are like huge, which is why they...
I don't disagree.
The size of our county, which is why they can behave that way budgetarily. But just to the point of what is one of the reasons that's we're having the conversation we're having is because there was an issue with Ellenville for years, and that would have never happened had this agreement already been done. There would not be an opportunity for you to just pay your school and the town the property taxes and not your village taxes. So it takes care of an issue that some of these municipalities or these villages have had as well. Is it a state? Does anyone know if it's a state mandate that counties that are set up like ours, Mark, you maybe know, that's a state mandate that we have to do it for our towns?
I think so, but I don't know.
All right, so we have a motion and a second for postponement. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. Resolution 348, authorizing the issuance of an additional $340,000 bond for a part of the replacement and maintenance of the community college campus. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Okay, second. Ron, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 384, authorize the restoration of the Hall of Records roof. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it last time. Did we do an assessment as to solar?
We're putting solar up.
We are.
Not through this contract.
But we will be.
I think we answered the question. The public works about warranty of the roof and all of that. It's going to be a valid.
So that's all going to be good? The warranty is going to hold?
Well, they said that.
It's all going to be good.
388, authorizing replacement of large culvert and Wasting Road. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Wrong. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 390, authorizing embankment stabilization of Route 28A. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second? Okay. Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 395, authorizing the purchase of buses for the County of Ulster, estimated cost of $2.99 million. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second?
Second it.
Discussion? Chair Martos?
An email went around from Legislator Erner asking about smaller buses, talking about the capacity of the larger buses and the fact that they may or may not generally be filled. Are we able to consider that? Do we get the same kind of reimbursement rate for the smaller buses as the larger buses?
I know. A lot of what's being purchased are the smaller support.
Yeah, they're 35-foot bus, electric buses. The difficulty right now is trying to find smaller buses that are all electric. That's the real difficulty. But the electrification program moves to smaller buses moving forward.
Okay.
Deputy Kelly, we talked about at the last meeting, Proterra. He said they started to explore. Has that any more conversation happened over the past week on that or no?
Probably not.
How urgent is it that we move on these buses now?
The lead time is substantial. And there's, I believe that there's contracts out there that we're piggybacking off of. So the short answer is there are real good reasons to move now.
Okay. So do we have an idea what the lead time is on the shorter buses?
Right now, I think there's another resolution that you're looking at, I think, for support vehicles. So some of those support vehicles are 18 months, some as short as 12 months.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 398, authorizing the county of Ulster to increase the allocation of sales tax distribution as presented before you. Can I have a motion?
Oh.
Yeah.
Second?
All the changes you wanted. Okay, I'm going to just check that one.
I listened to the, I watched the video.
Okay.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
promise.
Did Rob, do you want to vote on the 390?
I'll vote yes.
Myself okay. And back to my husband. I said, I did everything she asked without even listening.
All right, we'll do the calendar another time.
Sure. Thank you very much for giving me the notice, and I appreciate you allowing Alicia DeMarco to present our fund balance report last week. I just want to also mention that, you know, you're approving over $4 million in bonding right now. That carries an interest rate, and we're sitting on huge, huge fund balance in excess of $54 million over the fund balance policy, so it might be a good idea to reconsider that, or at least ask the administration to look at it. I wanted to mention to you that sales tax, our latest payment, was down $1 million from last year. So while we were just a few weeks ago telling you that we were up 20% for the year, we're really only up just over 9% right now, year over year, from last year for year-to-date totals. And then the last thing that I wanted to mention is that we're going to be releasing a short-term rental report in advance of all the discussion happening around the Hudson Valley on short-term rentals, and I can share a few numbers with you now. But I think the important takeaway is that when you look at total housing units in Ulster County, 3% of them are being offered a short-term rental. And that is way higher than Dutchess and Orange counties, which have less than 1% of their housing stock being STR. It's higher than Sullivan County, which is 2.1%, we're at 3%. And our neighbor to the north in Greene County is actually in even worse shape at 5.9%. So I think that we really need to think about short-term rentals. And I know 10 municipalities in Ulster County have already moved to regulate short-term rentals. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Can I go back to the previous about
yeah.
the sales tax revenue? So you said you gave an estimate a couple weeks ago of 20%, and it's now 9%?
Yeah.
And that is as a result of 1 month's report?
No, the difference between last year's payment and this year's payment was very wide.
It's
in
quarterly.
The early payments in the cycle, and now the difference is shrinking. The last payment was actually $1 million less than last year.
Okay, so that's the 11% difference in the estimate that was published versus what we actually got.
So I think we need to be aware that it could be, you know, we could see sales tax numbers continue to kind of mediate, right?
Yeah.
Rather than just be in that mode where everything is exceeding what it was last year.
And there's going to be the gas tax. So we're not going to know 100% what's driving our lower sales tax.
Yeah. There's a good chance we were going to see a decrease in gas tax anyway, right?
Chair Bartels.
But so I have two questions on that. I was going to bring up that we're not probably yet seeing the bulk of the
May.
But we are going to be able to get a certain sense because it is broken out. You can see what percentage right comes from gas.
I can, and what I look at, maybe Commissioner Finance can share.
But the Commissioner Finance is the first people to this.
It's not all over the
somewhere we had
the quarter,
to what it was.
We have Nate's estimates from the
last one, when it was the completion.
Not for quarter. Okay.
Right.
And then my question about the STR, when you're looking at that percentage, are you able to delineate how, which of the, what percentage of the 3% are being rented by homeowners who are either in the home or leaving the home for the weekend versus a home that is strictly a second home that's being used
no.
as STR?
No, but these are units that are being, the whole unit is being offered. So if you're just offering a bedroom in your house, it's not being counted in that 3%.
It's not. Correct.
Okay. But just to comment you made about the bonds and the amount of money, Amber and I had a call with CMA, I think it was earlier this week, and what we're going to start coming up with is a debt management policy. She's getting best practices from a couple of towns and I think one county that CMA recommended us to start with, and we're going to have specialized meetings just for the purpose of developing that policy, which will include how to handle bonds going forward. Because the bonds don't actually get taken out until the project is ready to switch from a BAN, which is a bond anticipation note, to an actual bond, it's hard to do it up front. So we were talking about with them, maybe there's a threshold where the percentage of the interest rate would trigger to go back to Ways and Means to decide before the actual bond is issued, do we actually want to bond it or do we want to take fund balance and pay it directly rather than go to the fund? So all those things we'll talk about, but it is something that's going to be coming up as one of the policies we're going to have to create.
Yep.
Chair, I'd love to be included in those conversations.
We've already, absolutely. It's going to be comprehensive. We're going to bring in stakeholders from all, so this way everybody's got a different perspective.
Do you know if the state comptroller offers any kind of, you know, expertise or guidance or training, you know, for this type of thing? You know what I mean? Because, like, there, I'm sure we're not the only county right now, especially, that is looking at, you know, reducing the amount of bonds that we issue. Because I think other counties are probably doing pretty good as well, right? So,
yeah. They didn't mention that. They just mentioned the you know, the minimums and the maximums that you're supposed to have that the state puts out. They didn't mention about actually developing the policy part. The person from CMA, which is what sparked that call, they now have a person working there that's an expert in that field. This is what he did. It was investment management and debt management, and that's how, I'm not sure how I ever came across that information, but she did, and I'm glad she did. So we had a good hour-long conversation with them, and it was pretty good. Anything else? If not, I'll obtain a motion.
I just want to say that one of the things that the County Planning Board has recommended over the years is not only when you adopt a capital program, you adopt a capital budget. Mm-hmm. So the capital program basically says X amount of dollars are needed. The capital budget basically says this is what we're willing to spend in any given year. And what you do with that is you try to normalize your debt levels.
Yep.
And we've done that, and we've made that recommendation, I think, probably 5 or 6 years in a row. We've also done a look at normalizing some of your capital needs over time in terms of looking at a 50-year life of your building, looking at the replacement cost of your building, and then normalizing your investments in your building over that period of time based on that 50-year horizon, so you can try to normalize your debt service. The other thing that a capital budget does for you, you know right away if you're spending or not spending your capital budget, your efficiency in terms of getting your capital programs accomplished.
Yep, and that's one thing we talked about with them is moving those capital projects that we know are going to come up, move it to assigned fund balance, so we know that that's specifically earmarked for that project. When it comes time to do it, the money is already put aside. We don't have to move money around. That exactly to your point. All right. Anyone else going to take a motion to adjourn?
I'll move it.
Second. All in the favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Hang in there.
I know. Let's go home.